We'll be touching quite a bit on the Good Friday Agreement, the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement tomorrow, to the date. And one of the stories, remember just after it, one of the stories was the first child born under the Good Friday Agreement. And there was so much talk about little Kerry Patterson, whose second name is Hope. I want to speak to her, mum, Annie. Annie, good morning.
Hi there, Frank. How are you?
I am good. Say again.
It's just Anne.
Oh, Anne as opposed to Annie. My apologies. I was adding in an additional I there. Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry.
My
Anne.
Uncle calls me Annie. That's it.
Well, I better not pretend to be your uncle. So, Anne, 20 years ago, is it a flash to you? You were in the headlines next day. Is it a flash to you, or have they been slow, laborious years?
No, it's been like a flash. I'm sure like anybody who has vivid memories of 20 years ago, you sort of look back and think, where did 20 years go? But of course, we've got Kelly here. She's the embodiment of 20 years ago. And so she's at university now. And I suppose, obviously, 20 years of bringing up a family and everything. But I feel like my life is now, the older I get, the faster it goes.
Yeah, when you say you have her with you, she's not actually physically with you today. She's in her lectures or whatever, is she? What's she doing with herself?
Goodness, thanks. She's a very, very studious girl. So she's at Trinity. She's second year. And she's working, studying for her exams, her second year law and business exams. And she does plan to come home for her birthday tomorrow so that her mum and dad can spoil it. But for now, she is in Trinity doing her revision for her exams.
And did you spend much time thinking about adding in Hope as her second name?
Well, it sort of happened quite quickly because, as I'm sure everybody will remember from the time, you sort of thought there might have been a peace agreement, but realistically, how many of us actually thought it was going to happen? So on the day when I was in labour, that whole day, and I had a very good team around me and very good pain relief. So to keep me occupied, my mum and my husband were discussing, oh my goodness, you should see the news. It looks like it's going to happen. And then it passed 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then I thought, it won't happen. And as the day went on and my labour progressed, we realised that actually it looks like they are going to make an agreement. So what happened was the discussion only happened that day while I was in labour, and I know it sounds a bit like crass, but I got really excited at the thought that I'm going to have a baby in a different time than I grew up. So my mum threw the name Hope into the mix, and I would have called her Hope as her first name, but we'd already decided that Kerry would be her name. So my husband suggested, why don't we do Kerry Hope? So she's also Kerry Hope Sarah Patterson. So what happened was, when the news wanted to see if there had been a baby born after the peace agreement was signed, the peace agreement had been signed about 9 p.m. and Kerry was born about 25 past 9. So when they heard that this baby who had just been born in peacetime was also called Hope, the news programmes went a little bit mad.
So that's interesting. I had presumed that because the news had jumped on her being the first baby, that you had then chose Hope, but you chose Hope without the attention from the media.
Oh yes, we had not anticipated the attention from the media. Frank, I would have got my hair done for that if I thought there was going to be any media attention. But no, as it was all very surreal. We had this beautiful new baby who was just the light of our lives and everything we'd hoped for. And then she became a physical embodiment of the peace agreement and the hope for the future. I think that was it. For everybody and for the world, they wanted to see that maybe things could change here.
Are the television cameras going to the birthday party tomorrow?
No, they're not actually. They came to her first birthday party. We were in the Lake District, and there was a big sky van sitting outside the hotel we were staying in. So she's had some interesting and exciting stories over the years, and she met George Mitchell on the 10th anniversary. But she wasn't invited to tomorrow's activity, so no. She has done a couple of interviews, but nothing tomorrow that we know of.
They might still be turning up. They might be knocking your door after this. And it's a lovely milestone for you. And it's been a special time. I know you're not a political family and you don't express any political points of view, but it must have been a joy this last 20 years. And the hope is all around you when you've got such a beautiful daughter.
Well, that is, you know what, you just summed it up. That is the lovely thing about it. We just would like to see the politicians back in Stormont like everybody. You know, we're not stupid enough to realise that things aren't great, you know.
There is an understatement. That will ring with me as the quote, the quote of the week. We're not stupid enough to know that things aren't great. Anne, great,
okay,
great speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Anne Patterson. She is Kerry Hope's mom. And Kerry Hope was the first baby born after the Good Friday Agreement was signed.